This is Guy Hedgeco. I'm co-editor of Correo website, and I'm in Madrid's Retiro Park with Nick Line, who is a regular contributor to the website. I'm talking to Nick about an article he wrote for us a few months back called Madrid, Capital of the Special Advertising Section. And this article dealt with the issue of country reports that you find in newspapers, these advertorial type country reports that you often see. And it's been, I think we can safely say, our most read article over the last few months since we set up in February. And it's also drawn a very strong reaction from a lot of our readers. So Nick, first of all, explain a bit more about these country reports and what they are exactly.
Okay. Well, Madrid is the capital, as the article says, of the special advertising section world for a simple reason. A man called Alberto Yayora, an Argentinian, came here about 25 years ago and set up a company to produce special advertising sections on emerging economies. The way they work, these reports, is that a team is sent out to the country in question, often with the agreement of the embassy in Madrid. They carry out interviews with members of the government, sometimes with state industries, and attempt to sell advertising sometimes to state companies, sometimes to private companies, to fund these reports.
So you have a bit of experience of working for one or more of these companies, haven't you? I mean, yeah, they have some slightly strange methods, don't they? When you talk about the interviews they carry out, I mean, they're sort of
they have a certain
angle or way of doing them, don't they? I mean,
exactly. This is a very sort of simple sales technique, which is really based on, I suppose, ego, if you like, which is that if you take a country like Uzbekistan, or for example, you know, the head of a converted tractor factory is never going to get his picture in the New York Times, you know, unless he pays for it, quite simply. So one of the features of these reports is that they appeal to the ego of the advertisers, who then shell out very large amounts of money for advertisements in these reports.
I mean, it's drawn, as I said earlier, it's drawn quite a strong response from a lot of readers. Some of our readers left comments on the website saying that they'd worked for these companies or companies like them, and they'd had very bad experiences. I mean, other people wrote comments saying that they still work for these companies, and actually they're, you know, there's nothing wrong with them, they're perfectly ethical and so on. I mean, why do you think it draws such a, you know, it did draw such a strong response, polarizing response?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's for something, for a subject what I'm trying to say is that, you know, given that so many newspapers and publications print these reports, and that they are interesting in them, you know, in themselves, the way that they're produced, it's surprising that there isn't more coverage of it. And given that so many people have worked in the industry, I think one of the reasons is quite simply that, as I myself point out in the article, a lot of people who have worked for them are a bit ashamed of their sort of involvement in this. And that's why I think views on them tend to be polarised. Some people are ashamed and would just rather not discuss it, and other people who have done well out of it obviously don't have anything negative to say about them.
I mean, there seems to be quite a thin line in these companies between journalism and sales. I mean, do you think that that these country reports can be bad for the newspapers that...
They do present a problem. They can present a problem for newspapers, on two levels. One is that journalistically, the content of them is of almost no value whatsoever. If you were looking to actually find out something about the country in question through one of these reports, you'd be struggling, because they're mainly filled with interviews with managers or owners of companies who are talking about their own companies and not about the economy in general. The second reason that publications might have problems with them, and have had problems with them, is that many of the countries in question are far from democratically run. So, you know, there have been, as I mentioned in the article, cases like Indonesia under Suharto presented a problem for The Observer, which had run a series of stories exposing British Aerospace, his involvement in selling fighter planes to Indonesia, and then subsequently found that they were then publishing a report promoting the country.
Well, that's Nick Line, who was talking about his article, Madrid, Capital of the Special Advertising Section. Thank you very much, Nick.